Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Spare the Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Spare the Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Spare the Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is Dallas.
Tell the moon you've seen the serpent, found the sword, and walked among the trees. Serpent found the sword and walked among the trees.
Produced by growing little seeds inside of a cone. coniferous trees grow around the world. And the tallest living thing on the earth is a coniferous tree.
In case you're curious, Molly, that's a coast redwood or a sequoia tree. It's grown out there in California, USA.
Hey, thanks for the
you're
information.
Welcome, you're welcome. It is 379 feet tall.
Not bad.
Yes, tall.
Coniferous trees.
Coniferous trees.
So some folks believe.
Yeah, I've seen those people.
Don't have leaves because they have needles, but guess what? Their needles are actually leaves.
It's just a different kind of leaf.
Coniferous trees grow around the world. And the oldest living thing on the earth is a coniferous tree.
And what is that?
Well, a tree, it's like a big woody plant. Like,
no, I mean like...
Oh, the oldest thing. The oldest thing is a bristlecone pine tree that's grown out there in California. It's over 4,800 years old.
You checked out a book on California, didn't you?
Coniferous trees.
Coniferous trees.
I just got
trees.
That. Nicknamed evergreen.
They don't eat meat, do they?
No, those are carnivorous.
Okay.
On account of their tendency year-round to keep their leaves. See, I told you they have leaves.
Yep.
Coniferous trees grow around the world. And if you ask me, one of the coolest kind of trees on earth is a coniferous tree.
Song is Coniferous Trees from Molly Ledford and Billy Kelly from the album Trees. Ella Jenkins did Pretty Trees Around the World from the compilation record This Record Belongs To, and then there's a blank line. Started off with They Might Be Giants doing the song Dallas from their Venue Songs album, which is about the venue Trees in Dallas. The show is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. I'm Bill Childs, and the reason that you're hearing songs about trees and you're going to hear songs about camping and nature is because we also have... it's a special guest, even though he is quite regularly here. It is...
Liam, hello!
It's your radio pal, Liam, home from his job for a little bit. And Liam, tell us what your job is.
So I do nature education. Kids come up to Deep Portage Nature Conservation Reserve, and they spend about 3 days there learning about nature, learning about conservation, about some stuff about culture, too, and also just having a lot of fun. And a really fun fact is that there is this one species of pine, which is a coniferous tree, the jack pine, which has really sealed up cones, and those will only open during wildfires. So that's the only time that jack pines can reproduce is wildfires.
That's wild.
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, exactly. That's wild. That's so cool. Well, we're going to have more nature facts as we proceed and some more discussion about camping. We're actually going to hear two more songs from that album from Molly Ledford and Billy Kelly, because I think it sort of captures a lot of what Liam loves about his job. You're a teacher there.
Yeah.
But right here, we're going to hear a song from the Okie Dokie Brothers, much inspired by the nature here in Minnesota, being a Minnesota band. And this is from their Can You Canoe album. It's called Thousand Star Hotel.
I'm sleeping in a thousand star hotel. I'm sleeping in a thousand star hotel. Gold leaf pillow for my head. Feel like a king on a king size river bed. I'm sleeping in a thousand star hotel. Star Hotel.
Gentle Hen there, song's Campground Daughter, also heard from the Beatles, and start off with the Okie Dokie Brothers, Thousand Star Hotel. And Liam, we're going to talk about Aurora Borealis later in the show, mm-hmm. but what are the stars like up north in Minnesota?
They are incredible. When I came back, I was like, wow, there is like 3 stars in the sky. When I'm up there, it's like everywhere it's stars. I've recently gotten pretty good at finding the North Star.
That's good. Is it the Big Dipper that points at it?
Yep. Yeah. They say that it points right at it. It doesn't point right at it. It points near it.
Yes. Gives you but general direction.
Yeah. And then you can find the Little Dipper, which is Polaris. The North Star is the end of the Little Dipper's handle.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Music here from Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. It's A Party in the Woods Tonight on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Well, the day it has gone, the night it has come. The woods are all dark, but you're still a bum. The moose go mew, the deers are there too, and the monsters are cooking up their disgraceful soup for you. At the party in the woods tonight, at the party in pale moonlight. So we're gonna get on the floor and let's rock some more at this party in the woods tonight. Well, the bears are all there, they're in the pink. They brought their favorite records, too bad they stink. The birds go tweet, and the elves look sweet. And the monsters got these rock and roll bells on their little feet. At the party in the woods tonight, at the party under the pale moonlight. So we're gonna get on the floor and let's rock some more at the party in the woods tonight. Well, hey there, mister party man, please let all us horrible monsters come. I know we're gross, I know we're vile, but our grungy soup is gonna make you smile. At the party in the woods tonight, at the party under the pale moonlight. So we're gonna get on the floor and let's rock some more at the party in the woods tonight. Well, alright monsters, I suppose. Just don't forget to blow your nose. Of course, kind sir, of course we will. We would not fill your woods with swill. At the party in the woods tonight, at the party under the pale moonlight. So we're gonna get on the floor and let's rock some more at the party in the woods tonight. Well, what kind of party is this one? Us monsters are used to having fun. Well, easy now, monsters, don't be snide. Can't y'all tell we're just repressed inside? At the party in the woods tonight, at the party under the pale moonlight. So we're gonna get on the floor and let's rock some more. Gonna call up the birds, cause they've been practicing the words well. We invite the loons, cause they remember all the tunes. At the party in the woods tonight. Well, at the party. Oh, at the party. At the party.
On flying around and around with his little light on behind. Oh, the cloud's gonna roll away, the cloud's gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, the cloud's gonna roll away. A little bird in a gilded cage, and she might have been a whistling yet, but she went out one rainy night and she got her whistler wet. Oh, the cloud's gonna roll away, the cloud's gonna roll away. I don't care. Spied a little worm just a wiggling a to and fro, but on that spot where the worm once was, oh, there ain't no worm no more. Oh, the cloud's gonna roll away, the cloud's gonna roll away. I don't care how hard it rains, the cloud's gonna roll away. Well, the hen, she first came from the egg, then the egg came from the hen, but I keep wondering all this time just how it's gonna end. Oh, the cloud's gonna roll.
With trees, moves with the branches and moves with the leaves. Oh, look how the light flickers and turns. Come tomorrow as soft and quiet return. Oh, Mama says that same light is in me, the one that I thought belonged to the trees. It's in my bones, runs through me. That flickering light, she says, listen to it when it speaks.
Music from Francis England, the album's called Blink of an Eye. That song is Look How the Light Dances with Trees. It is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. I'm Bill Childs over there.
Liam.
It's your radio pal Liam visiting from his job at Deep Portage, which is up in northern Minnesota, which is also, by the way, we're going to come back to this, but that's where Gustafur Yellowgold landed in northern Minnesota, right up in the lakes area.
This is true.
I'm not going to ask you if you've seen him yet. We're going to come back to that.
I'll keep it in suspense.
We're at the point in the show when we need your help, and since we've got Liam here, Liam's going to explain to you what you're going to do.
All right. So my dad is going to ask us if we have a question, and then we will all say yes. In this case, being me and everybody who is listening, every single person, animal,
plants,
robots, all of you will answer, will say yes.
Does that include carnivorous plants?
Yeah, carnivorous plants.
Do you have carnivorous plants up at
the
party?
Yes, we do. We have pitcher plants and sundews, which are sticky ones, and bladderworts, which have like little vacuums, and they're underwater, and they suck in a bug.
Those all out in the bog?
Yeah, they're all in the bog.
So cool. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you.
And then he'll ask us what the question is, ask us what the question is, and we're all going to yell as loud as we can, are you prepared to rock?
Excellent. Hey, Liam and everybody at home, do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I do.
Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they are.
New music here from Little Miss Anne. It's her version of Mr. Rabbit getting some help from Dean Jones on production.